Next month, the 8th edition of a Fayetteville-based film festival will be centered at the University of Arkansas Global Campus on a corner of the Fayetteville Square. The Fayetteville Film Fest starts Tuesday, September 6th, and will last through the following Saturday night. There are feature films, short films, very short films, films by professionals, films by students. There are documentaries, experimental films, animated films, and traditional narratives. Many of the movies have Arkansas connections, and many of the creators will be on hand for discussions. We decided to discuss the fest with Morgan Hicks, a board member of the festival's guiding organization, and Dan Robinson, the executive director of the festival. Morgan says, with the official selection of the included films now completed, attention turns now, a month out, to the actual event.
We're going to throw a big party. So we've got to get a lot of logistics in place. We've got to cultivate a lot of artists, make sure everybody's travel is planned and everyone's going to get here to join us for the festival, and then market the festival and make sure everyone in town knows that it's happening.
And then on the technical side, we do have to catch 55 films and get them properly organized and formatted and prepared to share with our audience.
Okay, you used a term there that I'm going to ask about. You have to catch them?
Yes. Once we have accepted the films, then we receive the films from the filmmakers in a variety of different ways. At this point, we get films on thumb drives and on Blu-rays. And then through the wonderful world of the internet, we're able to download things, collect the files, and then organize them for playing them.
Do any of them come in on a reel?
No, not anymore.
I wish people could see the look on your face when I asked that. No. So you catch them, you put them together, and this is over a Tuesday through Saturday. There are many, many films of many different varieties that will be, well, I was going to say unspooled. That doesn't work. That will be shown.
Yes. Absolutely. And then with different days themed different ways, mm-hmm. so that we're able to focus on the many different types of films that we're so happy to share with everyone.
Yeah, I think that the variety is maybe one of the best features of the festival. I think that some festivals really do curate a very specific niche, and those are great festivals too. If you happen to like love horror movies, then you go to a horror film festival or documentary films in Hot Springs. But what we're really trying to give an audience in a variety of experiences. So we have lots of shorts, we have music videos, we have lots of documentaries, the documentary features as well as shorts, and then some great feature films that they're not going to be able to find anywhere else.
Morgan, is it true you've seen every one of the films?
I've seen so many more than the ones well, we're actually showing. Yeah, I sat on the jury, so I watched all 108 of them that came in.
How do you do that? Because you want to make sure as a jurist that your eyes don't glaze over.
Mm-hmm.
So do you take breaks? I mean, if it's a wine tasting, you cleanse the palate.
Yeah, I didn't watch them all in one sitting. The submission started early spring, and so then they went through the end of April. No, May.
End of May.
Mm-hmm. So over the time, I tried to put myself on a little bit of a regimen and make sure that I was watching at least one or two every day. Some of them are as short as 1 minute. Some of them are over 2 hours. So you kind of try to give yourself a variety of durations so that you're not just killing yourself.
As short as a minute, what sort of mm-hmm. narrative can you get? I know Vine exists, and that's what, 15 seconds
yeah.
at most?
Right.
What can you do in a minute?
The minute ones are, they call them micro shorts, and they're a little more experimental. Usually they're not necessarily narrative.
Okay.
So they come, there's a mood or a feeling. They're a little experimental.
Or a punchline.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll set it up and hit you with a punchline, and then that's it in 60 seconds.
When you're looking at them, I open this to either one of you, do you have to think about just what is happening in front of you as far as performance and narrative, or do you also think about the editing that went into, or how did they do that, or
mm-hmm.
the technicality?
For sure. I think you think about everything. I think that there are some films that the story struck us, and so even though they might not be as technically as advanced, maybe, we were interested in what they had to say. And then other films, maybe they might not have as intricate of a storyline, but then the editing was fantastic, or the way that they sort of set up their shots or their technical features. There's one film, one of the narratives that I'm really excited about is a great story, but then it also is one shot.
Oh,
it's a
two-hour wedding party.
Yeah. And so we were blown away by like, how did they even do that? Like the rehearsal for that. And we were sort of taken by the process that they went through.
So yes, this is, it's called The Wedding Party, and it is about the friends who've gathered for a wedding, the mm-hmm. groomsmen, the bridesmaids, the bride and groom. what happens. It's in real time, it's one shot.
Yeah, real time, 2 hours right after a wedding. So so we're watching right after the ceremony through the reception, and it's filmed on location at a country club. And so, it's sort of fascinating sort of the transitions, and like they use multiple locations within that that overall location, and it's really stunning. It's really fascinating.
There is a student film component to this. There will be a showcase for student film?
That's correct. We're going to do a showcase for high school students, and we're still actually taking the submissions for that. We didn't want to cut it off in the middle of summer because we know that students will be going back to school really soon, and so we're going to give them a little bit more of an opportunity to be involved. And then we also have a university connections block with lots of films that came out of University of Central Arkansas's digital filmmaking program and JBU. We've got some great programs all over the state, so we definitely want to celebrate the up-and-coming emerging filmmakers.
There is a film called Ridge Runners.
Yes.
It's a feature film.
That's right.
I don't know anything about it except that I have already received an email from a friend who said, you've got to see this film.
Yeah.
Tell me about Ridge Runners, what you can without spoiling anything.
Okay. Ridge Runners was filmed in Arkansas. So it was filmed in northeast Arkansas around the Jonesboro area. And it features some of the local actors. We know that several actors from northwest Arkansas are in it, as well as all over the state. It's a film about sex trafficking. And it's about sort of the kidnapping of a young girl. And it happens to have a connection to a law enforcement officer. And so it really brings home the idea that this crime is sort of really widespread and widespread, and it could happen in your own backyard. And it's really fascinating. It's really a beautiful, well-shot, high-quality feature film.
That was produced here in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you had a film that was nominated for an Oscar.
That's correct. Yeah.
Which I actually saw in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it was in it was a short. Mm-hmm. And so it was in consideration for an Oscar. It didn't win, but it was one of the 7 or 8 that was the finalists for. It was 5.
There were 5. Yeah. And it was for best short live action.
Right.
And you know, towards the end now, Hollywood puts those out as a package, the 5 of them, and you can watch them. And I think it was called the First Day.
Day 1.
Day 1. Mm-hmm. And it was about a young woman who was a medic in Iraq. It's a harrowing film.
It is, yeah.
We had people who walked out because they really were not sure that they wanted to watch what it seemed like was going to come next.
Yeah.
But if you stayed the course, you realize that you could actually make it through.
It did take a turn.
And it was riveting. It was a riveting film.
It's a great film. And I think that the films that we have are at that level. So I wouldn't be surprised if one of the films that we're showing in September turns out to be an Oscar nominee.
Now, you know, music festivals, the big ones, you sometimes have to choose. I want to see that band and I want to see that band. This doesn't have that. You can see them all.
That's right.
They can be like you, Morgan, and see everyone that got accepted.
Absolutely. If you feel like you're up for it, you take a good long nap on Monday and then be ready to stick it out. But we didn't want to do any overlapping this year. We were really trying to build up our audience and make sure that everybody has an opportunity to see everything.
And have shaped the schedule accordingly so that people are able to take breaks and able to experience everything. Mm-hmm. We worked very hard to make sure that people would be able to take the whole thing in if they wanted to, or pick and choose as they would want to.
And I'm going to ask one kind of branding marketing question, because this is a relatively new name for the Fayetteville Film Fest.
Yes.
And it is in Fayetteville. This is an area that is, you know, everything's regional here. Mm-hmm. Was there any discussion like, well, maybe we should be the Northwest Arkansas or the Diamond State or something like that? I mean, or did you want to stamp it as this town's?
We really wanted to stamp it as this town's. It was born here. We're in the 8th year, actually. Mm-hmm. It was known as the Offshoot Film Fest. Now it is the Fayetteville Film Fest. The global campus being on the square, having the fest on the Fayetteville Square is definitely part of what we are committed to and celebrating film here in Fayetteville. So we felt like it was time to shift the gears and really brand it as the thing that it is, Fayetteville's celebration of film.
Dan Robinson is the executive director of the Fayetteville Film Fest, and Morgan Hicks is a member of the Fayetteville Film Fest board. The festival begins Tuesday, September 6th, and it will last through the following Saturday night. Single screening tickets will cost $5 each. Full passes for the festival, $40. For a complete schedule of films and for more information, FayettevilleFilmFest.org.
Put me in the movies. They're gonna make sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well.
The music of Buck Owens at about 13 minutes before 1 o'clock on Ozarks at Large. Good Thursday afternoon.